Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Beis. We are on Chof Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom, not so far to the bottom, towards the bottom. We're in the middle of the Chanukah Sugyas. And so the Gemara starts two dots, three lines up in the skinny lines. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? What is Chanukah, but where did it come from? Rashi writes, Al Eza Nes Kavuha. What was the miracle that they established the Chag of Chanukah? So the Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in our Braisa. Bechof Hei Bekislev. You made the Chanukah Timni Inun. On the 25th of Kislev, Chanukah is 8 days. V'lo l'misped b'hon, v'lo l'hisanos b'hon. You can't give a hesped, you can't fast on them voluntarily, unless it's a tainis cholom, that overrides anything. But kishenichnesu ha'yivanim l'heicha, when the Greeks went into the Beis HaMikdash, timu kol ha'shmonim, they were matami all the oils, sheba heichal, u'kishagavru beis chashmonai, Vinitzchum, Bod Gubulo Motu Elapach Echa Shal Shemen, Shayab Munach Bechosmo Shal Kain Gadol, right? You're familiar with the story. One jar of oil with the seal of the Kain Gadol. Vlohayabo Ela Lahadlik Yom Echad, it was only enough to light for one day. Nasebo Nes, Vihidlik, Vihilikum Menu Shmona Yomim, and there was a miracle, and sure enough, the light lasted for 8 days. Lashana Acheres, Kavum, Vosum Yomim Tovim, Behal Vehoda. The next year, they made Chanukah into a Chag with Hallel and Hoda. And it's obviously not with an Isra Malacha, right? But Halal and Hodah, that's what we do. It's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah. Again, this is not Shad. Again, that's the end of that. So now the Gemara goes right there. It's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah. This is in Bava Kama, I believe. Gates Hayotze Mitachas Apatish. You'll see what it has to do with Chanukah in a second. If a spark goes out from underneath a hammer, meaning if you can imagine a blacksmith hammering away in his shop, so he's hitting a hard metal, whatever. So, you know, when he's hitting it and it's really white hot, or it's red hot, so there's sparks that fly out from underneath it. So if that spark goes out, Yatzav Hizik Chayev, if it goes out of the shop and damages something, then he is Chayev. Gamal Shaton Pishtam, let's say there's a camel that's carrying flax. V'hu ver b'shus harabim, and he's walking in the street, in the public thoroughfare. V'nichnes ha-pishtonu l'toch ha-chanut v'dalka b'neiro shel chenveni, and let's say the flax kind of is leaning over, and it gets into the storefront, and lights up, you know, catches fire on a candle that's in the store, that belongs to the store owner. Chenveni is a store owner. V'hidlik is habira, and then it burns up the whole place. Bala gamal chayev. Then the owner of the camel is chayev, because he shouldn't have laid, you know, overloaded his camel with that much flax. Hinei chenveni es nero mi bachutz, but if the shop owner put his candles, his light, outside, so then chenveni chayev, then the store owner is chayev. Now, here's what's shaykh for us. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Potter, if the storekeeper keeps his Chanukah lights outside, if he lights it in the street, so then, and the camel does, you know, the flax catches fire, the whole thing burns down, so then the storekeeper is Chayev, because he was doing a mitzvah. Now Rashi explains, because, because he was doing it for Pirsa Manes, and the camel driver should have realized that there would be Chanukah lights, right, it's Chanukah time, so there's going to be candles, you know, outside of Shisar Abim. Obviously, we're talking about a scenario where the guy lives near his store, right? Mistami, you're not going to just light in. If you have a storefront, then you go, right, and you have a house that's separate. So, obviously, the mitzvah is to light at home, right? We're talking about a scenario where the guy either lives upstairs or lives, you know, let's say the storefront is a part of his house. Okay, whatever, fine. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Zosomeres ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha b'tocha sora. Apparently, that tells me that the mitzvah is to light Chanukah candles within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because if you would have told me that, no, you could light Chanukah candles much higher than that, so leimalei haya l'cha l'aniach l'mala migamol v'rochbo. You should have said, well, store owner, why did you light your candles so low? If the mitzvah was able to be accomplished higher up, you should have had to account for traffic in the Rishus HaRabim. Apparently, the reason we tell the camel driver that the store owner is putter is because he had to light the Chanukah candles there. If he had an option to light it higher, the camel driver could have just been like, well, why don't you put your candles up higher? So apparently we see that is that lower down area where the flax can catch, that must be where the mitzvah is to put the Chanukiah, because otherwise you could have just claimed, just put it higher and you'd be fine. So Gemara says, no, that's not actually a proof as to where you have to put the Chanukah. Dilma imitru chelituva asilim nuyemi mitzvah. Maybe if we're matriach, the store owner, so much to light candles up high, right? Rashi writes, it's not Rashi. I forget where I saw it, but basically, if you're going to tell the guy to like construct a whole thing and put the Hanukkah candles higher than a camel, right, a camel's pretty tall. And if you're going to make him, put the Hanukkah, construct his whole little balcony, or maybe he doesn't have a place to put it high up, so he has to go build a whole extension to his building or whatever. Maybe if we're going to be matriach the guy to light it so high up, so we're afraid that the store owner and the people will refrain from doing the mitzvah if it's such a pain. Okay, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Darf Rav Nasan Bar Minyomi Mishmeder Rav Tanchum Chafezim at Aleph Ner Shel Chanukah Shanicha Lamala Mechav Ama Psula." If you, again, it's not exactly from this halacha, but it was a drasha that Ner Chanukah that is higher than 20 amos is possible. Rashi writes the reason is because people don't see it. Lo Shalta Ba'ina Lamala Mechav Ama. People simply their line of vision doesn't go higher than 20 amos. It's about 2.5, I guess, depending on how big a story is. It's about 2 or 3 stories up. Psula kasuka ukamavoy, just like a sukkah and a mavoy. A sukkah, we know if you put the schach 20 amos up, that's the beginning of a second sukkah. Schach 20 amos is no good. And also a mavoy, if you're putting a korah on top of a mavoy so that you can carry inside of it. Again, we had this at the beginning of the Masechta, that if you have, let's say it's enclosed on 3 sides, and the 4th side goes into the Rishus HaRabim, so you want to be able to carry inside of it, so you can put either a korah or a lechi. So if you put the korah more than 20 amos up, so then it is no good. Similarly, by Ner Chanukah, you'll tell me, what are you talking about? I walk in Manhattan, or whatever it is, and you can see 15 stories up. You know, you just look across the street, and you see 15, 20 stories. So no, but think about it, if you're walking on that side of the street, yeah, let's say you're walking on the side of the street, which you're walking. Yeah, how high does your vision go? Not really much higher than a story or two. Right, you're looking at the storefront or whatever, the pizza store, whatever you're walking past, and to look up and see, you know, the 3rd floor is already, you have to really crane your neck already. So that's 20 amos. People simply don't look. V'amar Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nasan Bar Minyomi, Shmeider Rav Tanchum. Nothing to do with Chanukah, although there is a lot of fancy Torah about what this does have to do with Chanukah, but. Nothing to do with Chanukah, really. The reason this is here is because it's the same Manda Amar who says it. Ma'ay dichtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Va'bor reik in bo mayim? When Yosef's brothers threw him into the pit. The Pasuk says, famously, that the pit was empty, it had no water. Mimashmash ne'emar, Va'bor reik in yodesh in bo mayim? You tell me the pit is empty. You're going to tell me you don't know there's water? No water in it? Obviously, there's no water, it's empty. Elamat Talmud Lomer teaches me, Ein bo mayim, mayim ein bo. Meaning there's no water yet. There was no water. Aval nachashim ve'akrovim yeshbo. But there were snakes and scorpions, and it was a tremendous nace that Yosef himself was saved. Amar Rabba says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lenicha betefach asmucha lepezach. The mitzvah is to put the Chanukah, the best mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah, min hamuvchar, is to put the nearest Chanukah right next to the door, the opening, right, the tefach right next to the door. Ve'hecha manachlei. Where exactly is that? So, Amar Vacha Breid Derava, Amar Miyamin, on the right hand side. Rav Shmuel Midifi, Amar Mishmol. And Rav Shmuel Midifi says you should put it on the left. If Hilchasa, the halacha is Mishmol, you should put it on the left. Kadei Shadei Ner Chanukah Mishmol, Mezuzah Miyamin, because when you go in, so then you have your Chanukah on the left, and your Mezuzah on the right. So that's the best way to do it. Obviously, we said before that you can put it in a window if you live in an apartment, or you can even put it on your table if necessary. So that's the best place to put it. Amar Rav Huda, Amar Rav Asi. Amar Rav. Do we take that out, Amar Rav? Do we take that out? Yeah, in some, right, the Rush takes it out. But okay, fine. Aser l'hartzos mos keneged ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money, right, with the light of ner Chanukah. Ki emrisa kemeh de Shmuel, when they said that in front of Shmuel, Amar li, v'chi ner kedusha yeshba. What are you talking about? Shmuel disagreed. He said, do the ner Chanukah have kedusha? Are they holy? Why can't you count candles? We saw before, there's a machokas whether you're allowed to use the light or not. So Shmuel was like, what? The candles themselves, the light itself, does not have actual kedusha. Yes, it's a mitzvah, but there's no kedusha that there's an iser to use it for something else. It's not a chefcha shel kedusha. Maskif Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef has the question, v'chidam kedusha yispo? Wait a minute, but does blood have any kedusha? We know there's a mitzvah that when you shecht a bird, and a chaya, I believe, so you have to cover the blood. And you cover it with dirt. And you'll see this, the Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, v'shafach v'kisa, you spill the blood, and then you shecht it, and then v'kisa, then you cover it. But masha shafach yechase. We learned that with what you spilled, the way you spilled the blood, with the item that you spilled, i.e. your hands, yechase, you should cover the dirt as well with your hands. Shelo yechaseno beregel, so you shouldn't just kick the dirt over the blood, right? There's a mitzvah to cover the blood that falls. You shouldn't just like kick some dirt like a guy arguing, a manager arguing with the umpire, kick some dirt over home plate. It's not mechavadik. Shlo yehu mitzvahs bezuyos olav. She shouldn't be this. You know, the mitzvah shouldn't be a bizoyon, an embarrassment. It shouldn't be, you know, disgusting. So achanami shlo yehu mitzvahs bezuyos olav. So the Gemara says no. Rav Yosef argues on Shmuel. He said the reason is not because there's inherent kedusha in the candles. It's because you don't want to show disrespect to the candles. Just like, yeah, there's no kedusha in the blood, but there's still a din to treat it with kavod. You shouldn't kick dirt over it. You should actually dig it out with your hand. So to over here, yeah, the blood or the candles don't have kedusha. You should simply treat it with a level of respect. Okay, boy, my name Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi the following. Ma'olu istapek minoi sukkah kol shiva. Similarly, are you, not along the same lines, are you allowed to use or benefit from the noi sukkah, from the Rashiites, the fruit that used to, back in the day, right? We're not the only ones who decorate our sukkah. They used to decorate back in the day. They used to decorate it with fruit and different things, as you'll see in a second. Are you allowed to use that stuff? Are you allowed to benefit from it? Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Hare Amru, Osir, the Hartos Maus, Kenegan Ner Chanukah. Well, if it's Osir to, you know, use the Ner Chanukah to count money, so seemingly, same thing should apply to the decorations in a sukkah. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Mari de Avraham, Master of Avraham, meaning a phrase that meant like, Dear God, gee whiz, Tali Tanya b'delo Tanya. You just made a halacha that was taught in a Braisa, based on a halacha that was not taught in a Braisa. Sukkah Tanya, the reason that you shouldn't use the noi sukkah, the decorations, is taught in a Braisa, and you have a reason. Chanukah lo Tanya, but Chanukah, no, we just based it off of statements from, you know, from Rav Asi. Rav Asi said it's Asur, but we're not using it, we're not basing it on a Braisa. Right? The chora of the sukkah should be more logical, should be more rooted in tradition. So why did you base one on that? You should have based Chanukah on Sukkah, not Sukkah based on Chanukah. So what's that brisa? The Tanya will learn a brisa. Schacha keil chasa. The schacha, the schach that you, if you put up the schach appropriately, the itra and you itra et. I think it means you decorated. Hold on one second. Bekramim usdidim amitziyarim. All these different types of decorations. Kramim is. One second. Right, Rashi writes, Pe'era b'yirios shel tzvayim. Yeah, you took these kind of like colored yirios, or like, I guess, cloth string. You put some colored decorations, uvasdinim, uvamitsuyarim, and also colored kind of like decorations. V'talaba egozim, and you hung nuts, afarsikim, peaches, shkedim, those are almonds, rimonim, pomegranates, Parkila Navim, full grape, you know, back in the day we have the plastic ones, right? Back in the day they used the actual fruit. Navim, grape, you know, bunches of grapes. Atarotsha, Shibolim, you put the Shibolim is like, literally means crowns of barley, but I think, you know, basically you made some sort of nice thing with grains. Yenot, you took wine, Shmanim, oils, Saltot, Solas is flour. I mean, you had all this type of decorations in the sukkah, also listapik mehem ad mozi yom tov acharon shel chag. You're right, you can't use them until yontif is over. Vim hisna lehen, but if you made it tonight, if you made it, you said, oh, I'm going to hang this on the condition that I can use it, halakol afi tana'o, everything is according to the tana'i. Yeah. Right, so Rashi writes, there's a specific tana'i that you have to make, right there in the Maseches Beitzah. If you say any boldil mehem kol bein hashmashos shall kiddush yom tov rishon, right? The little chal alei kedusha klal. Okay, you have to make a certain type of tanai, but regardless, you know, meaning that would work. Meaning the lechora, right? There would be no kedusha if you made the proper tanai. So elam Rav Yosef avu on the kul hu dam. So no, really, Rav Yosef says the source for all of these halachos is the fact that you're not allowed to just kick dirt on top of the blood, and everything comes out from there. We learn out Sukkah and therefore Hanukkah from there. Again, we didn't question the actual halacha, we just said, what are you basing it on? And so Rav Yosef just says that the basis for all of this halacha that we halachos that we have to treat the mitzvahs with kavod is that you shouldn't treat the blood that you shecht from a bird or a chaya inappropriately. Okay. Itmar, back to Hilchos Chanukah. Rav Amar ein madlikin miner liner, Ushmuel Amar madlikin. Rav says you're not allowed a light from one candle to the next, and Shmuel says that you are. Rav Amar ein matir and tzitzis mibeged lebeged. We'll see why these are connected in a second. You are not allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged and put them on another. Ushmuel Amar matir. Shmuel says that's totally fine. Mibeged lebeged. You're allowed to do that. Rav Amar ein halachakar b'shimon begreira. Ushmuel Amar halachakar b'shimon begreira. And we'll see what that machlokas is in one second. But Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. If you're dragging a bench on Shabbos, we'll see what that means in a second. Basically, the machloka is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda in terms of Davashen and Miskavin, whether that's mutter, we'll explain in a second. And Shmuel says that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Abaye says, why we bring those three together? Kol mili demar ovid kerav. Any kind of, when you have this machloka, we always go like Rav. Rashi explains by Isurim. Rashi writes by Isurim. Where's that Rashi? Yeah, at the end of Halacha Kerabi Shimon, Mishum Hilchsa Kerav Basire Bekula Shas Bar Mihani Tlus. Except for these three, says the Gemara, the Bar Mihani Tlus, David Kishmuel. These are the only three cases where we pasken like Shmuel. Malikim Miner Liner, Umatir and Mibeged Lebeged, Valacha Kerabi Shimon Begreira. Right, back in the Gemara, right, there's three cases that you can light from one candle to the next, and you can take tzitzis and put them from one beged to the next. And Allah is like Rabbi Shimon by Greira. What's that, Machlokas? So here we go. But the Tanya, like we learned in a Paisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorer Odom Mita Kisei V'Safsal, a person is allowed to drag a bed or a chair or a bench through the dirt on Shabbos, even though it's going to make a ditch. Making a ditch is usher on Shabbos. Either for plowing or for other ones. Rashi writes either plowing or bona or building, but either way, you're not allowed to make a ditch on Shabbos. And if you drag the bed or the whatever it is across the dirt, so you're going to make a ditch. Rabbi Shimon says that's mutter, b'vad shelo yiskaven lasos choritz. As long as you don't have an intention to make the ditch. And again, this is the machlokas we've mentioned before between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that if you do a malacha, if you do something that will cause a malacha, but you didn't intend for the malacha to happen, it's called a davrshena miskaven, something you didn't want, to something you didn't intend to do. You need the chair on the other side of your backyard, but you didn't need the ditch. So Rabbi Shimon's going to say that's actually mutter to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's aser, and Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Yosef ahume rabbanon kamei derav adabar ava v'yosef v'kamar taimei derav. One of the Rabbanon were sitting in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava, and he was, what's the reason for Rav's Shita that you can't light from one candle to the next? So he said, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, because it's a Bizoyon to the Mitzvah. It's not appropriate. Rashi writes, what exactly is the case? It's important, Rashi. Taima de Rav, Miner Liner Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, Shemadlik Kisim She'ino Mina Mitzvah, Miner shel mitzvah, umimena madlik hashar. You take something that's a kisem, is like a wood chip, or something that's not relevant or related to the mitzvah at all, and you're lighting that from the menorah, from the candle, and then you're lighting the next candle. So it's not appropriate to use something that's not shaykh to the mitzvah whatsoever. You'll tell me a shamish, so I think, again, I haven't seen this anywhere, but I assume the shamish is different, because even according to Rav, I would imagine he would say that's fine, or even according to this, because it's part of the mitzvah, at least according to the way Rashi explains it. But you're taking something that's totally not relevant, like a kisim, and using that to transfer the fire from one candle to the next. Amar lehu, lo tatitzu lei. Don't say that. That's ridiculous. Don't listen to him. Taima de Rav, mishum deka machish mitzvah. No, the reason is because it looks like you're machish, you're weakening the mitzvah. When Rashi writes, the mixe command the shakel nahora, it looks like you're taking the flame from one to the next. V'shoev k'tzas milachluchis shmeno. It seems like almost like you're taking some of the oil and putting it into the other jug. Meaning, it's almost as if you're diminishing the mitzvah, the candle. So the Gemara says, "Maybe nayu." What's the difference between the reason? Right, meaning, i.e., implying that if you, what's it called? Okay, let's invite it. May benayhu, what's the nafkamina between these two cases, between these two reasons? Sorry. So yigi benayhu, dekal madlik mishraga l'shraga, if you're lighting from candle to candle. Let's say you're lighting from candle to candle without the wood chip, meaning you're not taking something that's not shaykh to the mitzvah, you're literally tilting the candle, you're tilting the candle over and lighting it from the candle itself. There's no intermediary. So man da'amar mishum bizoy mitzvah. So according to the guy who said that Rav only asers because it's a bizoyon to take something that's not shaykh to the mitzvah whatsoever and use it to light from one to the next, so mishraga l'shraga madlik, then he would agree that no, if you can just tilt the candle over and light from one to the next. But man da'amar mishum b'chushei mitzvah. But according to the guy who says that the reason that Rav asers lighting from candle to candle is because you're kind of weakening the first candle, so then mishraga l'shraga nami aser. It's the same thing if you're going to light from one candle to the next, or you take something that's totally not relevant to the mitzvah of Chanukah. Masif Rav Avia. Hold on, I'm going to ask you. Rav Avia says, I'll ask you a question. Sela shel Meiser Sheni. So, as we know, there's a mitzvah of Meiser Sheni that you have to take some of your produce after you take Truma and Meiser and Trumas Meiser. So, in certain years of the Shemitah cycle, you take Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is basically you take a percentage of your produce, and you have to eat that produce in Yerushalayim. Now, if you live far from Yerushalayim, so you have another option. You can take the Kedusha from that fruit and transfer it onto a coin, and then that coin has Kedusha, and you take the coin with you to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, and then buy food with that coin, and then eat it in Yerushalayim. Meaning, if your produce is not going to survive the journey, so you transfer it onto a coin, the Kedusha, that is, and then you take the coin with you, and then you buy food there. So, let's say you have this coin of Meiser Sheni. Yeah? So that's what Rashi writes. Dinarim shechilal aleihem Meiser Sheni. You are mechalal the Meiser Sheni onto this coin. Ein shoklin kenegdo dinari zov. You're not allowed to weigh, you're not allowed to take a scale and weigh this dinar against another one. Rashi says, meaning what's the point? Because again, back in the day, we have money, so nowadays this is kind of foreign to us. But back in the day, you know, if you had a dinar of zahav, so they had coins, but you didn't have a machine that kind of churned out coins. If one dinar was weighed a little bit less or weighed a little bit more, it was worth more or less depending on what it weighed. So you would weigh one against the other to make sure they were the same weight. So you're not allowed to take a kadosh meiser sheni dinar and use a non-kadosh, a chulin meiser sheni dinar, and weigh the two against each other. A filu l'chal alav meiser sheni acher. Even if you're going to use that second dinar and make other meiser sheni kadosh onto it, meaning transfer the kedusha onto that dinar. Even if you wanted to, to do the same thing on the other dinar. Because the Maisa were afraid that you may not. So it's almost the bizayon to the Kedusha in the Maisa Sheni coin. So, Amr's Bishlama, I understand, it all makes sense. Ki pligi Ravu Shmuel miner liner. That if Rav and Shmuel are arguing, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is if you're lighting from one candle to the next. Aval bekinsa, but if you took a wood chip, meaning something that's not shaykh to the mitzvah whatsoever, aser Shmuel, that Shmuel would admit, he would agree to Rav, that is actually aser. Meaning the reason for Rav's asering it is like Rav Ada Bar Ava said, that it's because of Achushei Mitzvah, because we're concerned that you're going to make the first candle, it's going to look like you're making the first candle weaker. But the reason is not, meaning according to everybody, there's no machlokas if you're going to use something that's not shayach whatsoever to the mitzvah, because that's exactly what's going over here. You're using something that's not shayach to the mitzvah, Meister Sheni. Right, and it's usher for you to weigh one dinar against the next. So everybody agrees to that. So too, by Chanukah, we agree, and Rav and Shmuel don't argue, they agree that if you use a wood chip, something that's not shayach to the mitzvah whatsoever, that would be inappropriate, that would be no good. The machlokas is only in a case where you're lighting from candle to candle, and the reason Rav asers is because of achushei mitzvah, that it may look like you're kind of diminishing the first candle. But Shmuel disagrees with that. Meaning, if that interpretation works out totally fine. Halo havit tevi tiyufta. That's not a tiyufta. El iyamres bekinsa nami shari. But if you can tell me that Shmuel allows you to light with the wood chip, meaning the machlokes is because of, how do they put it? blah, 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 and the other, bizoy mitzvah, that the reason is you're making a bizoyin of the mitzvah. You're taking something that's totally unrelated to the mitzvah, and that's the machlokes. So to have a tiyufta, that's a tiyufta over here, because here we see that it's usher to take something that's totally not shaykh to the kadosh item and use it in that way. So Rabbah says, no. What's the reason that you're not allowed to weigh one dinar against the next? It's nothing to do with bizoyon. Gzeira shema lo yizkavi mishkalosov. Maybe the weights will not be the same. Maybe you'll realize that the new dinar is not exactly the same weight as the other dinar. V'kamafik lulechulin. And you're not going to end up using that second dinar for Maaser Sheni. You're going to leave it unholy. And then you'll see in the end that it turns out that the second dinar was totally unrelated to the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, and then now it's inappropriate. So it has nothing to do with it. That brisa does not contradict the original Tana's reason. I mean, it doesn't support Rav Bar Abba. It has nothing to do with anything, because the concern here simply is because you may end up leaving the meaning. There's no concern by the wood chip that you're gonna not light the second candle. Like, so what? Like, if you don't light the second candle, so then you didn't do anything. Like, you just, the first candle's still going, you lit a wood chip, okay, and that's not so appropriate, but, meaning, you didn't actually do anything. Here, if you actually weighed one against the other, so that was an actual action, an actual constructive act that you did, and that's inappropriate. But that doesn't relate to the other case, according to the Maskana. Master of Rav Sheshes says a question now. So the pasuk says about the menorah that Aaron Kohen had to light the menorah right outside the parochas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the light of the menorah? Or did Aaron need the light of the menorah? Call Arba'im Shosh, Ocho, Bnei Yisrael, Bamidbar, all 40 years Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, Lo Halchu El La'ora, right? Bnei Yisrael traveled to the light of Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu had a cloud during the day, and he had a pillar of fire at night to show them where to go. That was enough light, presumably, for anything. You don't need the light of the menorah. Ela Eidos hi the boy Olam. It was an edus. It was like testimony for the world. Shechina shoru b'Yisrael, that the Shechina is with Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "My edus." What kind of edus? So Rav says, "Zuner mahamaravi." That was the Western candle. I guess in the menorah weren't candles. They were, if you look at the menorah, it's like a cup of oil and a wick. But okay, that was the westernmost candle. Let's just say that, because Ner translates well. Shenosin b'Hashem kimidas chaverta, because what would the Kohen do? The Kohen would put in the westernmost lamp, candle, whatever it is, enough oil for all seven of them. Umimena hayamadlik, and they used to light the other lights from that westernmost candle. Ubohayim esayim, and that's also what he would finish with. The Kohen, meaning that candle, miraculously was lit all day. So whereas the other candles would burn out by morning, when the Kohen came to kind of set up the rest of the, clean out the lamps and whatever, prepare them for kindling, for lighting, so that was the last one he would clean out, because it was already lit. The other ones were already burnt out. But the important thing for here is that you see that they would light one candle from the next in the menorah. But the actual menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, you would take one candle and light it against, you take that to light the other ones. And then Gemara says, "V'ahachik dekvi aneros." And here, in the menorah, if you can imagine the menorah, it's not like candles you can take out of a holder, right? They were fixed into the menorah. So lo sagi de lo mishkal va'adlike. It was impossible for them to light one to the next unless you took something that was not shaykh to the menorah and lit from one to the next. So kasha, so that's a problem with Rav. That's a problem. Bein l'man da'amar mishum bizoi mitzvah, bein l'man da'amar achushe mitzvah, regardless of what reason you use, they took one candle and lit the others in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash. So why in the world would that be usur if you're lighting a Chanukiah? So Gemara says, Targum HaRav Papa, v'psilos arukos. No, because the psilos, the wicks in the menorah, were very, very long, and therefore they were able to reach one to the next. So you didn't need an intermediary. You didn't need one like a shamash. So when it says, sof, l'man damar mishum achushe mitzvah kasha. But that's still, okay, so now you're telling me that it, they didn't need an intermediary, so therefore the guy who says that Rav's whole reason is because you're not allowed to introduce something that's not shaykh to the menorah, so fine. They lit from one wick to the other, they were very long wicks, so you get rid of the intermediary. But according to the guy who says that Rav holds, it looks like you're diminishing the first candle when you light another one, so what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, yeah, kasha, that's kind of tough. The Gemara doesn't reject it outright, but it says, kasha, that really is a problem. So Gemara says, my havelah. So what's the final psak here? Are you allowed to light from one candle to the next? So I'm Ravuna Breder of Yeshua. So Ravuna said, Ravuna Rav Yeshua's son said, Chaze, we've seen, I had luck, osa mitzvah, then my likim in air. So just to give a little background, there's another concern here, not concern, but there's another kind of aspect here that we didn't talk about, that Rav Yehuna's Brave Rav Yehoshua is going to bring in. And the question is, what exactly is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it to light candles, or is it to put a menorah down? So that's a machlokas that we're going to have in a minute, and the Gemara is trying to use that machlokas to prove whether you can light from one candle to the next. So it says like this, Chazina, let's see, Chazena ihadlaka osa mitzvah. So if hadlaka osa mitzvah, if the whole inyan is lighting, so then malikin min el ener, then you can light from one candle to the next. And the chor again, because you see, we see in the menorah, the menorah itself, you could light from one to the next. Vihanach osa mitzvah, but if the placing down of the menorah is the actual mitzvah, then in malikin min el ener, then you can't light from one candle to the next. Meaning the lighting is not the actual mitzvah, it's the placing down of the menorah. Rashi explains here, a little difficult, that if the placing is the key part of the mitzvah, so, and the lighting is not, so lighting from one candle to the next represents some sort of bizui, some sort of disrespect. Rashi writes in the bottom, right, if you see ein malikim min el ener, da'alak alav mitzvah hi kulehai. Yeah, okay. Maybe I saw it somewhere else. Maybe one of the other Rishonim. So I would have thought, how would I have written the Gemara? I would have been like, well, if hadlaka osa mitzvah, if lighting is crucial, then you can't light from one candle to the next. It's a bizayon to the lighting. If the placing down of is the mitzvah, so then who cares how you light it? Just make sure it's lit and then place it down. That's what I would have written. But the Gemara says the opposite. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says like this. So Toshma, so let's figure it out. Sorry, did I skip a little bit? Dibarlu, because Chazal, the Chachamim asked, Hadlaka osa mitzvah o hanacha osa mitzvah? What is the actual mitzvah? Lighting or putting the menorah down? Toshma, we learned in a brisa. Let's prove one way or another. Dama Rava, haya tafus Ner Chanukah ve'omed. If a person is standing there holding the Chanukiah in his hand, lo asa v'lo klum, he hasn't done anything. Apparently, you see that you have to place it down. Now, placing it down is the mitzvah. So Gemara says no. The reason that it's not a mitzvah over there is because haroa omer letzorcho hu denakilei. The person will see the Chanukiah and think that the guy needs it for his own light. It's not a mitzvah. It's not pirsum enisa at all. The guy just needs light to walk around. So let's prove another way. Tashma Adama Rava. Rava says, Hilika Bifnim Ve'otziya. Let's say you lit it inside and brought it outside and put it down. Lo'asa klum. You haven't done anything. So the Gemara says, Iba Yisema. Yeah, I Amris Bishlama. If you tell me that halakha osa mitzvah, if you tell me that the lighting is what's important, so then halakha bimkomo bi'inan. You need to light it in the place where you put it. Mishum hachi lo'asa klum. That's why you haven't done anything. Yeah, I Amarta halakha osa mitzvah. But if you tell me that placing it down is the mitzvah, so am I lo'asa klum? Why did you? What's the problem with lighting it inside and putting it down outside? As Gemara says, Hasam Nami. So too, the reason over there is Haroa hu omer letzarko hu da'ad lako. Because the person is going to say that no, the guy needed it for himself, and that's why he did it in that fashion. It's not. There's no pursuing nisa. Toshma, let's not approve. Tam Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Ashosh yisrael yishadol lekes v'alekes kol hayom kulo. Let's say you have a lamp or a lantern or whatever it is, a candle, a light that was lit all day, all Shabbos. So l'motzei Shabbos, what do you have to do on Motzei Shabbos to be yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah? Mechabe umadlika. You have to put it out and you have to light it. So, Amris Bishlama, if you're going to tell me that hadlaka osa mitzvah, that the mitzvah is to light a menorah, so shopper, so that makes a lot of sense. You put it out and relight it. Amris Hanacha osa mitzvah, but if the mitzvah is to actually place it down, so, hay mechaba umadlika, why, what do you mean, extinguish it and put it out. Mechaba, you should put it out. Umagbiha, and pick it up. Umanicha, and put it down. Umadlika, and then light it. Miboyale. That's how it should have told me. That's what it should have said. I mean, what do you mean? You're leaving out the important step. If placing it down is the mitzvah, you just totally missed the point. Ve'odim itikam avarchinan, and also the bracha on candlelighting is asher kitchanu mitzvah tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's kind of funny they bring a proof for the bracha. Right? I would have thought that, well, if the bracha is hanacha, they should just change the bracha. But okay, if hanacha is the mitzvah, they should just change the bracha. But okay, you see that the bracha is lahadlik. So shmamina hadlako se mitzvah shmamina. Clearly, you see that the lighting is the actual mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah will go weiter tomorrow. Okay, everybody, have a great week, a great Chodesh. Mitzvah will go weiter tomorrow.